In Florida, an appeals court has ruled that hundreds of thousands of felons who owe court fines and fees may not register to vote this election. It's the latest decision in a battle over felon voting rights that's been waged since 2018 when Florida gave them that right. And it comes less than a month before Florida's voter registration deadline for the presidential election. Across the country, millions of people with felony convictions can't vote, either because it's illegal or because they still owe money. Tennessee has one of the largest felon populations per capita in the country, and hundreds of thousands of people there are banned from the polls. Samantha Max from member station WPLN has the story of three women hoping to change that.
On August 5th, John Harrington voted for the first time in more than a decade. In a video posted on her Facebook page, cheery music plays in the background as Harrington tells the camera that she just got her voting rights restored. Just a few days before the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, no less.
So, what better time to go in here and vote? So,
Harrington masks up, dances across the street, and into the polling place. It took more than 10 years for Harrington to get all the paperwork in place to restore her voting rights in Tennessee. In 2008, she was charged with felony gun possession for bringing a licensed firearm to New York, which doesn't recognize out-of-state permits. Harrington says casting her ballot was one of the most empowering moments she's experienced since her conviction.
When I turned in my ballot, I'm like, I just started crying because I was like, you know, wow. All of this time, you know, all that I've been through ever since this, but this is one moment where I just feel in some ways restored.
More than 6 million people across the U.S. are unable to vote due to a felony conviction, according to a 2016 Sentencing Project report. A disproportionate number of them are Black. Here in Tennessee, it's about 1 in 12 adults of voting age in the state, the fourth highest rate in the country. For Black Tennesseans, the felony disenfranchisement rate is about 1 in 5. That's because even when people complete their sentences, including their parole or probation, they still have to navigate through a maze of obstacles to get their signed certificate of restoration.
And that is incredibly difficult.
That's Blair Bowie, an attorney with the Campaign Legal Center in Washington, D.C. She's helped about 1,000 Tennesseans with the restoration process, including Harrington. And she says getting all the necessary paperwork in order can be a struggle.
Maybe the clerk of court will fill it out for you, or maybe they'll only fill out half and then you'll have to go back to probation and try to get it filled out. Some counties have never heard of it. Some counties actually charge people to fill them out. So that is a whole process in and of itself, and that can be a major, major barrier.
And Bowie says it's not just the red tape. It's also the price. Tennesseans who have been convicted of a felony have to pay off all lingering court costs, restitution, and child support before they can register to vote.
That is basically making the right to vote contingent on wealth. You can have a situation where two people were convicted of exactly the same crime and given exactly the same sentence. But if one person is rich, they'll be able to buy their right to vote back, while the other person, if they're poor, will never be able to vote again.
A bill that would eliminate those requirements has received bipartisan support in the Tennessee legislature and swept through the House in June. But it's on hold until next year because of a shortened session during the pandemic. In the meantime, Misty Dunmire, who draws disability, is racing to find a way to pay the nearly $1,000 she owes to the courts before she can vote in the November election.
I'm on a fixed income. I have rent to pay. I have a lot of other things that want to put that on the back burner, you know. And but then with Corona kicking in, I'm barely making my rent payment, you know. So it made me feel like, oh, well, it's not going to happen.
When Dunmire was in her 20s, she was convicted of two felonies for stealing to support a drug addiction. That was nearly 3 decades ago. It was only recently that Dunmire learned she could get her voting rights restored. She drove 2 counties over, eager to be the first of her friends to get her rights back. But that thrill started to fade when Dunmire learned it would cost $50 just to fill out the forms. Then, the clerk said she owed more than $900 in court costs that no one had bothered to tell her about. She knew she couldn't pay it.
And so I drove all the way over there that day with excitement and drove home with my tail between my legs with, you know, disappointment.
Dunmire says she wants to prove that she has become a productive member of society. But she doesn't have the money to make up for her past mistakes.
Because if I had the money to go over and pay, I could pay the $25 for each form. I could go ahead and pay the $900 they're saying I owe them, and I could vote. But because I'm poor, I can't. I have no, my voice doesn't matter.
Dunmire is hoping she can get the court costs waived in time for the election. If not, she says it'll be just another November without an I Voted sticker. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.